It's time for the Kitchen Garden segment on Real World Gardener. On the line, I have got Corinne Masati, founder of Gourmantic Gardens, author of a couple of books. Welcome to the show, Corinne.
Hi, Marianne. Great to be back.
It's wonderful to have you. And today we're going to be talking about growing cucumbers, because both of us grow cucumbers and we do different things with them, I suppose. So let's start off with, how do you grow your cucumbers, Corinne?
I have to start early with my cucumbers. Just to give you a little bit of background, my garden is in a coastal location in Sydney, so I get a lot of humidity throughout summer. So I start them from seed in mid-August in a small greenhouse. And then when they reach a certain height, about 5 or 10 centimetres, that's when I transplant them into a container. I choose a sort of spot that's got full sun and make sure that I've really prepped the soil properly. Because I grow mostly in containers and raised beds, I really have to remove all the old roots and add compost, worm castings, blood and bone, chicken manure pellets, and a little potash. So I like to make sure that we've got the soil is fairly rich before we get started. I grow 3 different varieties, and I've grown them now for a number of years, and they're the 3 that I stay with every time. One is called Space Master, and that's a bush variety, so it doesn't really need a trellis. And it produces good fruit. It's around 20 centimeters long. It's good for salads. It's good to use in pickles. And it's fairly easy to grow in a container, say anything from 30 to 35 centimeter round pot. I use these repurposed council recycling containers. They're rectangular, about 60 centimeters long, 40 wide, and 30 deep. And they work really well for that purpose. So the roots at least have got some sort of space to spread. Another variety that I use is called Market More. And I find this one has got a little bit more disease resistance, especially in my climate. The fruit is slightly larger, it's more juicy, it's also a little bit easier, a little bit easy to grow. And it does well in those large size containers that I grow them in. The one that I put in the ground is the Lebanese cucumber. It's called Bet Alpha, and that needs a trellis to climb on. So either if you're growing it in a container and you're short on space, make sure that you put it against a wall, or you can set up a trellis, because that one really loves to climb. That's my favorite, to be honest, because it's got a sweeter flavor. The fruit is longer. There's a higher yield. It's got a thin skin, and it's really very prolific. I don't know if that's been your experience, Marianne.
Yes, it has. I grow that one as well. I also like to grow Richmond Green Apple, but it hasn't been that successful this year. I think it hasn't grown at all much for me, and it certainly hasn't fruited. So I guess we are coming now to the problems that you get with cucumbers, which is, in our climate, is the powdery mildew, which besets a lot of members of the cucurbit family.
Powdery mildew, I always say, is a fact of life in my garden, so I actually plan for it now. I don't use any sprays because, in my experience, everything that I've used hasn't worked to that effect. So the only way for me to guarantee that I will have a regular supply of cucumbers, which I love having in salads in summer, is to succession plant. So every 4 to 6 weeks, I would start new seed, because the plants reach a certain point where the leaves become really crispy and they stop producing and aphids move in, and it's time to rip the plant out and replace it. So that's my trick, I suppose, to get successful harvest out of cucumbers. The other thing that I do is sometimes I find that I need to hand pollinate, because for varieties like the Space Master, sometimes you get this warped, funny-looking fruit. It's still edible. There's nothing wrong with it. But I get that incomplete pollination sometimes. And, of course, the normal things that you would do is pick them while they're young, whilst they're still juicy. Make sure that you water the soil and water regularly, and avoid watering any of the leaves. The one thing that I do halfway through growing season is I add a little potash to encourage them to produce more flowers and help it set more fruit.
Oh, right. So with Bet Alpha, you don't need to pollinate because they only have female flowers. So that's just one of those things. With hot weather, the pollen becomes a bit sticky, so bees find it a bit tough to move it along, or it doesn't stick to their bodies that well. I'm just wondering, you're growing your beet alpha on a trellis, but you're still getting powdery mildew. So it's really hard then to try and tackle that. I'm thinking that I will use a spray, but so far I haven't this year. There is one that contains potassium bicarbonate, which works really well. It's also used on roses as well. I just have to try and get a dry day in between rain or mist or whatever it is that keeps falling in our climate.
That's been a challenge lately, yes. I mean, just to give you an idea why I don't use these things is because I have like days where it's 100% humidity here. So it's not really ideal. And then it rains in between. So basically I'm finding that the succession planting is really the best way that works for my particular microclimate.
Yes, it certainly is a good way of tackling that problem. Now, let's talk about what you do with the cucumbers, apart from using it in salads, which we both do. That's great. But do you actually use it in drinks?
Yes, I do. And I also use it in pickles. So with dill and mustard seeds, coriander seed and bay leaf, it's actually quite nice to have, you know, crispy pickles. I use them in chips, so slice them thinly, add a bit of salt and pepper and maybe a chili seasoning, and you can bake them until they're crisp. You can put a little bit of oil as well with that. But in drinks, the easiest thing I find, if you want something really quick and refreshing, just infuse cucumber in water, add a little bit of mint or lemon balm from the garden, a little bit of lime or just a lime wheel, and it's actually very hydrating, and just keep that in the fridge. You can also juice it and, you know, maybe add a little bit of lemon juice and mint and have it as a refreshing drink, or add it to a smoothie if you're into that. I also use it in cocktails, naturally. Cucumber works really well with gin, with vodka, with tequila, white rum, mezcal. It's actually quite easy to use in a lot of these drinks. You can muddle it and use it in various cocktails that you like, or you can add a large slice to a gin and tonic, or a gin and sonic, which is half tonic water, half soda water. If you want to use it as garnish, you can peel it into ribbons, and you can get creative whether you actually use that ribbon to line the inside of a glass, the cup of the drink that you're serving, or use it as a garnish on top. So there's various ways that you can use cucumber in both food and drink. That is beyond a salad.
Beyond a salad, that's true. Yes, that's true. Yes, I'll have to, my cucumber supplies is a bit on the low side at the moment, so hope they'll be coming through fairly soon. I've just got some little tiny ones emerging, so obviously the pollination was a bit of a problem with the really super hot days in my garden. Anyway, that's wonderful to be talking about cucumbers. Thank you so much, Corinne, for coming on the show and sharing what you're doing with your cucumbers. It's been lovely chatting with you.
Thank you for having me, Marianne.
Sharing our knowledge, giving expert advice on Real World Gardener with Marianne Cannon.
That was Corinne Masati, founder of Gourmantic Garden. And Corinne mentioned growing Market More, Beet Alpha, and a bush cucumber called Space Master. Great for pots, that last one. Just remember, in cool and temperate climates, cucumbers are best started during spring and summer. In subtropical and tropical climates, many cucumber varieties can be grown year-round. Lucky gardeners, I say. If you have any feedback, why not email us at realworldgardener@gmail.com or write in to 2RRR PR Box 644 Gladesville, New South Wales 16715.